when Mordred's Darkon stalks the land, the Black Knight's blade in evil ways will stand. We are summoned, winged Aragorn. But the ebony blade is gone. We will search the world if needs be, but we will find it. Yes, it is the true blade. You seek the ebony blade, demon? Your search is ended. You wear a demon's guise, but your voice betrays you, Mordred. Sound! Great Merlin, another. Three demons. The blade. Too late. The demon has escaped to Mordred's dimension. You demons, I will destroy you for your distractions. Friends, I know you not. True indeed. This is no quest for a woman.
I'll ignore that. Watch. I'm no ordinary woman, Sir Knight.
Yes, I can see that. Well then, if you are willing, we will pursue Mordred to the Land of Shades. Using this, the Merlin Medallion.
He's got more gimmicks than James Bond.
The spell to take us into Mordred's dimension must be performed at only one place on Earth. Ready?
Not really, but let's go.
To England, then. To the mystic monoliths of Stonehenge. This is the most perilous journey we will ever take. Fire Maiden, stay.
Stay? No way, Blackie.
Blackie?
Besides, with the Merlin Medallion, we're completely protected from Mordred's black magic. Right?
Yes. As long as we have this, we're safe. By Merlin's power, bear us to the Land of Shade! Blow, winds. Winds blow. From their hands, make the magic go! Blow! Yonder is the castle of Mordred the Evil. Without the Merlin Medallion, we have only our talents and wits against his powerful magic. Mordred! Nay, Mordred! Sounds! A knight rescued by a woman. Aragorn! My noble steed! We face each other at last, Mordred. Ready, Sir Knight. Mordred, by the power of the Merlin Medallion, you are banished once more, back to the Land of Shade. Forsooth, Firestar. My own century could very well have erred in its attitude toward damsels. Women.
You're learning.
Then Aragorn and I are no longer needed here. Farewell.